This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only two days left when it comes to the 12 days of Chris Curtismas. And if you are a Bruins fan, be listening today at 8:45 because Curtis is re-gifting. He's gone through all of the prize closets that we have here at Odyssey Boston and pulled the items that we didn't give away this year and is re-gifting them to you. And 8:45 this morning is your next chance to win.
And you should see the gift that I have that I haven't cleared with Ken. Boy.
Excellent. They said it coming up in about 15 minutes, and we will definitely talk about what Bill Belichick said yesterday about whether he cares about the Shula record or not and other things coming up. But a couple leads left this morning. Hello, Wiggy.
Hello and good morning. So I would say this, that 2024 was a great year for the WNBA, and I hope they enjoyed it because 2025, you're going to see the ratings and the rest of the league go right in the toilet.
Oh.
Yeah, because I don't know if you saw like what's going on in the world of the WNBA right now. So Caitlin Clark was on the cover of Time magazine. You know, for like athlete of the year, yep. Rightfully so. She done an amazing job. But yet she goes on there and then she kind of talks about her like white privilege and how the WNBA should lift up the black women athletes. It's just like, it should be something about her, but then she spins it into, you know, well, you should look at everybody. And she's lost a lot of supporters, like, you know, her fans kind of completely turned on her.
They did?
Oh, yeah, because there have been a lot of, like, people said she let the woke mob get to her.
Oh.
Right? And then there was the owner of the Washington Mystics who basically then said she went on to one of them shows, like CNN shows or something like that, and said that Time should have put the whole WNBA league on the cover of the magazine.
Okay. Why?
So it's just all I'm saying is the way this league has kind of not really embraced Caitlin, and now Caitlin's trying to, you know, a moment that should be about her, she's trying to make it about other things because she's probably feeling the pressure.
I understand she's feeling the pressure. I don't put it on her, though.
No, she's doomed if she does. She's doomed if she doesn't.
She can't win.
No, she cannot win.
And it's the most ridiculous thing. Like, those players in that league ought to get down and kiss her Nikes because of the attention that she has brought to their league.
She should have just stood her ground, and I think it would have benefited the league because what's now happening is now you're alienating her. She's alienating her fans because some of her fans feel like, oh, she gave in. And now it's not a great look for her. So she should have just stood her ground and said, there's a lot of great players in the WNBA, black and white, but the article is about me and, you know, whatever.
She's in the WNBA and she was so great in college because of her talent.
Yeah, Oh, yeah.
It doesn't have anything to do with privilege or anything else.
No, she was a talented player.
She brought so much attention to the game, at the female professional game of basketball. And the fact that she's dragged for it is ridiculous. It's
the reason why sports has always been ahead of society when it comes to social and civil rights issues.
Yeah.
Is because it's the one thing that is solely merit-based, where you win or you lose. And not to say it's been perfect, obviously, far from perfect. Baseball wasn't integrated for a very long time. But what the story is that the WNBA this year, despite Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese and all this, lost $40 million.
Yeah.
If that's any other sport, men or women, that's the lead story. This league should be going under. It's losing $40 million.
Right.
And when Tiger Woods was on the cover as Athlete of the Year, what was it, 10 times at least? Was anybody clamoring for Phil Mickelson to join him or other golfers?
No.
The story is what Tiger did to the PGA in terms of audience. And the story here is that Caitlin Clark brought a lot of people to the WNBA.
She should have stood her ground, stand on business.
Courtney's right though. If she didn't say anything, they would have been all over her. She did. She's what is she? 21 years old. Like I don't blame her for anything. The fact that you can't look at it from a business perspective, if you're Angel Reese or anybody else that is playing in that league, and realize the attention that she's bringing. And the potential that she has for saving your league, which is losing millions and millions of dollars,
right,
and appreciate it, is a statement about the unthankful nature of a lot of people in this country.
Crazy. I would say to Jason Tatum, stay away from trying to purchase that team in St. Louis for $200 million. No, not a great idea, because I think you're going to see the ratings go down.
Wiggy, thank you.
You got it.
My lead this morning is for Courtney and for others. Those who perhaps get their news from TikTok or enjoy TikTok. Shyam is an avid TikTok consumer.
Love TikTok.
There is a ban on TikTok coming in January. I don't know if you noticed that or not, but Congress has said that TikTok either needs to be purchased by an American company or it will be banned here in the United States of America. The incoming president of the United States was asked about this yesterday, and there might be some good news for you here, Courtney and Shyam. Take a listen to what he said.
How do you plan to stop the ban on TikTok next month?
We'll take a look at TikTok. You know, I have a warm spot in my heart for TikTok because I won youth by 34 points. And there are those that say that TikTok had something to do with that. Now, Joe Rogan did, and some of the other people that were recommended by my son, Baron, he knew names. I said, who is that? Tell me, who's that? Dad, you got to be kidding. I can't believe you don't know. And I did those interviews, and it was actually sort of cute. Do you want to know the truth? But we did them, and that had an impact. But TikTok had an impact, and so we're taking a look at it. But, you know, we won youth. Republicans are always 30 points down in youth. I don't know why, but we ended up finishing. There was one poll that showed us down about 30. We were 35 or 36 points up with young people. So I have a little bit of a warm spot in my heart, I'll be honest.
Okay. Without TikTok, how would the world have known that you can cook chicken in NyQuil?
The point.
Or that you can, there's a hack when it comes to stealing certain automobiles.
Yeah.
Or you can fry a turkey in your garage.
You wouldn't.
He's not going to ban it because Kai Trump, his granddaughter, big on TikTok. She's raking in the dough on TikTok.
Yeah, so it could be that the incoming president, this would be irony for you, is the savior of your most beloved social media platform.
I'm here for it. Yeah. Shout out DT.
It's too much money in social media. I think what he's probably going to do is say to China, where it's like kind of from, is, okay, how can we get some money out of this, Americans?
Well, it has to be purchased by a group of Americans. So,
which I would see
much in the same way that Elon Musk purchased Twitter and made it X. There would have to be somebody who would step up and would maybe, you know, I don't know, maybe it's Bezos, maybe I don't know who it is, but somebody with the money has to step up and purchase it if it's going to remain available.
Musk is now worth more than Bezos and Bill Gates combined.
Yeah. Maybe it's him. Maybe Elon purchased it.
I just hope that they don't change it. Like, the way in which I consume TikTok is very different than a 14, 15-year-old. So I understand why they would probably want to change it. But my algorithm is so keen to me. And I feel like Twitter used to be that way. And ever since Elon took over Twitter, and this has nothing to do with Elon, it's just more so... Like, I see his tweets all the time, and I don't see people I actually follow. Yeah. Like, Twitter has completely changed. I barely use it anymore because it's all craziness. It's not the people that I actually follow anymore.
You can follow Ken on Blue Sky at I Love Fauci.
I mean, you can't stay up to date on what's happening with the drones without Twitter.
Oh, for sure.
TikTok.
Twitter keeps you up to date, but I think the thing that TikTok, why people went from TikTok Twitter, the IG, the TikTok, because it's more about the reels, the actual videos that people are putting up, where you don't get a lot of videos on X.
Yeah.
And you get them still on Instagram, but it's still a lot of pictures. And I think people like actual videos, you know, and that's what made, you remember Do It for the Vine?
Yeah.
But it was only, what, 8-second videos you could put up? So TikTok's not going away.
You like memes. You can't get enough of the, you cannot get enough of the memes.
Yeah, I like Instagram. I'm not, my wife's big on TikTok. Yeah, I'm not really
you
on
are,
it.
You are meme-centric.
Yeah,
you
I love
are,
the
you
memes.
You are meme-addicted.
Oh,
yes.
I love a good meme. I love it.
And a GIF. You're very good with the GIFs.
Because it's like when we talked about telling a story, it adds a little something extra to it.
Should we do, like, every day on this show an attempt based on what's going on to create a meme that could theoretically, if we do it right, go viral? Should we? Should
I think that's a great idea.
Should we do that
memes
attempt
are great.
Every,
I love
single,
memes.
Every single day on this radio show? And a meme attempt? Because Wiggy loves him so much. All right. Well, those are our leads this morning. We're going to get to They Said It coming up, and then the news at 7:45. And science has apparently found the woman with the perfect body. And she happens to live right here in the United States of America. So we will get to that coming up during the news. Here is Courtney with what is trending right now.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. The Vikings beat the Bears 30-12, and the Falcons beat the Raiders 15-9 in Monday Night Football. There's an update on Patrick Mahomes after his ankle injury on Sunday. He has a high ankle sprain. His status for Saturday against Houston is questionable.
And shout out to Justin Jefferson for showing Moss some love, because, you know, Moss dealing with his cancer issues. Randy Moss. So shout out to Justin Jefferson.
That was awesome after the first touchdown.
And it's, you know, everybody keep Moss in your prayers.
We talked about the fact that the Patriots seem to have canceled meetings yesterday when it came to players. There is some clarification on that. Players were in yesterday, but there was no team meeting, and there was never one scheduled since the team got in at 4 a.m. The players still went in to lift, run, and get treatment, and probably met with their positional coaches. So it doesn't seem to be as big of a deal as we made it out to be.
Are you saying the Patriots are walking back their announcement?
But then today's Tuesday, and so I wasn't even thinking about it. So he probably just said, because you got in late, all right, lift, that's it. We'll see you on Wednesday.
Yeah. And the Pats-Bills game has been flexed to 4:25 start on Sunday. The Bruins are back in action tonight, continuing their road trip out west, taking on the Flames in Calgary. Puck drop is at 9. And congratulations are in order to the University of Vermont, whose men's soccer team won the first national championship in program history, beating Marshall 2-1. I think that deserves a Noah Kahan rejoin this morning.
Oh, we could do that. Sure.
Oh, I can mix that in.
Also, when the Patriots, at this point, when the Patriots get flexed, my first question is, what great game am I going to miss? Like, what great 4:25 game would I have been able to watch if they were on at 1 that I am now going to, I'm going to now miss because I live in this godforsaken football.
Well, at least you get to watch Josh Allen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. True. But watch him what? Run up 75 points?
Watch him be awesome.
On my beloved New England Patriots.
I have an honest question. Rivers against BC or the Patriots against the Bills? What is a bigger mismatch?
Well, Greg, you're in luck because there's the four o'clock games this week. Nothing good. Maybe Vikings, Seahawks, you feel like that?
I think they flexed it into 4:25 because they thought San Francisco, Miami was going to be an awesome game before the season started. Both those teams kind of stink, so they'd rather just put Josh Allen in the 4 o'clock window and people will watch him.
Well, you've got to try the 99 Restaurant's new $14.99 Big Deal Meals. Four hearty full-size entrees for just $14.99 every Monday through Wednesday, like the roasted turkey dinner or the juicy chopped sirloin. You got to love the nines. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It is currently 52 degrees, but feels like 43. Afternoon high in the 50s.
Sean, enough with the Creed Christmas parodies or whatever that is. I was okay with Rudolph. That is horrendous.
Would have only found it. Wouldn't have found it if it wasn't for TikTok, right?
Okay. Well,
shout out to TikTok.
Remain. That's another reason to ban TikTok. Right.
The first time I saw that, I burst out laughing.
No, you did not.
I absolutely
don't
did.
Say that publicly. Please.
Tremendous.
Do not.
You need to watch the video as well. The guys in like this raincoat. It's hilarious.
No, I do not have the time for
tremendous.
That. I've got to fix my crooked tree.
Right. There's a Netflix movie coming up.
No, please, no.
Yeah, there's nothing fixing that tree.
Please, no. News in 20 minutes with Courtney at 7:45, and that includes Would Wiggy Drink It? So news coming up in just a little bit on a Thai Tuesday. Thai Law will join us at 9 on this morning's show. But right now, this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, time for a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. Where would you like to start this morning, Sean?
Yeah, Greg, let's start with Bill Belichick. He is your new head coach of the University of North Carolina. He joined the Pat McAfee show, as he does every week. He will continue to do so. And he was asked by Boston Connor about the wins record in the NFL and if that really mattered to him and if that played a factor in his decision-making when it came to choosing to go to the University of North Carolina. Here was Bill Belichick.
You know, Connor, I never really gave that one a lot of thought, to be completely honest with you. It's not about wins to me. It's about championships. And that's what I want to do is I want to win championships. The wins are great, and you got to win games to win championships. I mean, I get that. But to me, it's about championships. And that's really what I'm most proud of is not how many games we won. Because it's hard to win in the NFL. I am proud of the games that we won and the teams that won those. But I'm proud of the championships that I was a member of and contributed to. And teams win championships, and I'm proud to be, you know, an 8-time Super Bowl champion, part of 8 teams.
Okay.
I buy it.
Do you?
Yeah,
I believe it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah,
Greg, I have an idea.
He's like hands down when it comes down to the championships, like as a head coach.
Oh, right? He's absolutely right. You'd rather have the most championships than the most wins. Greg, if I had an opportunity to talk to Bill, I had this last night. It would have been the most perfect idea. The reason he didn't get an NFL job is because teams were wary of giving him total control, correct?
Yep. Yes, yes.
So you begin with total control, and then there are stipulations in the contract where if you don't get a certain number of wins, you lose control.
Sure.
Thereby, it's win-win. He arrives. If he builds a team that is successful, then he maintains total control over the operation. If the team is not successful and the owner feels like it's going in the wrong direction, he can remove power. Wouldn't that make perfect sense?
Yes. It appears that, and I'm floored by this, that it didn't even get to the discussion point.
Right.
Or the negotiation point.
Right. Owners weren't trying to hear it.
And I don't get, you know, name the team. You know, we started with Jerry Jones and the Cowboys. So apparently he's going to stick with Mike McCarthy, which I don't understand for the life of me.
Complete control. Like with him, he doesn't want to give up power. So he wants
to. Jerry Jones doesn't want anybody that's going to come in there and tell him anything about any players that he ought to draft, that he ought to get free. Okay. So then you look at. You know, you look at the Giants, that team is in absolute disarray. Mm-hmm. Like, how could you not want Bill Belichick to come in there for... I have no explanation for it other than the control thing. But why... You're right. Why didn't they just negotiate it out? Like,
it is so sad. Like, the more you think about it, like, next year against Charlotte... Or against, you know, UCF. Wake Forest, UCF. You've got Bill Belichick coaching in the stadium that seats 32,000 people with 15,000 people there. It's so weird.
Like, how can Shad Khan not look at Bill Belichick and understand that there is an immediate cause and effect by having him coach your football team?
Well, it's the same way as the same way with Arthur Blank. It's too many people in his ear that Arthur Blank might have trust in now, or Shad Khan might have trust in now, where they're like, it's not worth it. He's going to come here. He's going to blow everything up. He's going to bring his own guys in here. We're not going to have no voice. We become second fiddle. It's our organization, or maybe the guy's the president of the organization. And it's like, now Bill's going to bring in his cronies and do everything that he wants to do. So I think that's the thing.
In the Twitch chat, PG, and thank you to those who have watched this show on Twitch all year long and on YouTube. My heart is full because you guys spend time with us every morning watching the show, and I could have never imagined how popular this show has become on Twitch. So thank you, and same with YouTube. But PGM says it's because these billionaire owners think that they know more football than anybody else does.
That's true.
Which is, if that's the case, then it's unfortunate for them, because.
But at least we get the locker room dances with Bill after a big win when they beat NC State. You know,
did you watch him though when he took the court at the basketball game and they brought out his first recruit?
Yeah.
What, the O lineman that he got in I saw the transfer that he got from Holy Cross.
Yes.
The center or whatever.
No, this was the quarterback, Bryce. I forget what his last name was.
And at the end, Bryce talks, and then he goes back to Bill, and he almost goes in for a hug. I wish I had thought to send this to Mitch before I brought it up, but Bill goes in for a handshake. it's going to take a minute for these guys to realize how serious Bill Belichick is.
I mean, his first words were beat Duke. I mean, he's born to be a Tar Heel.
Yeah, that's going to be, and you know what, I guess it's kind of like, a good question for Billy O. It is going to be interesting to see. Here's what you're talking about, the video, Courtney.
Yeah.
But it is going to be interesting to see, like, because, you know, after big wins, they try to get the coach to dance and everything like that. So it's cool to see that side of Bill.
It would be peak trolling if after week one, if they win, he gets a Mayo Gatorade bath.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's going to, he should be able to win right away.
Yeah.
Like, what, I mean, so.
Yeah, because his game plan defensively are going to give a lot of offenses problem. And in college football, you know, they don't, like, do a bunch of crazy stuff on offense because, you know, now it's look to the sidelines and that's how they get to play. So defensively, his game plans are going to be good. And he's in the ACC. I mean, look, we talk about SMU. I talked about Indiana. Indiana went from, what, one win or two wins last year, and they changed their coach, and now they're in the college football playoff.
And Bill O'Brien said it, like, having a school in the ACC where you're not going to get the talent that, like, an Alabama is going to get, or these massive, massive schools, but Bill does so well with those types of guys that are going to claw their way to try to make it to the NFL. I think it's a great fit for him.
Yeah. All right, what's next, Sean?
Well, Greg, after Sunday's loss to the Cardinals, one of the big questions floating around was, will people lose their jobs? Jonathan Kraft was seen possibly saying the play calling sucks in the box. Well, one person is coming to the defense of Alex Van Pelt. That would be Drake May. He was on with WEEI Afternoons yesterday, was asked about Alex Van Pelt, the criticism of him in the media. Here is how Drake May responded to that.
No, sir. No, I think, I try to, stay away from, your 311, things like, some bad media and, people, saying some not so nice things is more common when our record's not too great. But, I think, AVP, what he's done for me this year and what he's done for, my development has been huge for me. And, I credit AVP and TC and quarterback room for helping me prepare every week and, still taking every week, even with our record every week, like it's, a big one for us. And I really respect that. And I appreciate for them really taking a chance on me along with the rest of the other franchise. So there's a lot of things to look forward to. And, I've been a big fan of AVP and how he's handled my approach. And we're still, this is only our eighth or ninth game together. So we're still figuring kind of each other out and kind of how he's calling and how much input he wants me to kind of help him with. So it's been nice trying to find that. And I think, we're not far from it.
Mm. I mean, he always says the right thing.
Yes, he does. Does a good job of that.
Which is great. He's willing to put the blame on himself, even when his wide receivers are out there putting the blame on him.
Right.
like in the case of this week. I don't think Alex Van Pelt has done a great job with the development. Certainly, if he's been the, if you want to put that all on him, the development of Drake May, but it's like the defense. The defense, I said it to you earlier this morning. I said it to you yesterday. The defense is has regressed. Mm-hmm. It's gotten worse.
Right.
The offensive game plan certainly on Sunday was meh.
So there's a difference.
I don't see Alex Van Pelt getting better when it comes to play calling and,
right.
and planning. They had 2 weeks to get ready for this game,
mm-hmm.
and they were embarrassing.
Greg, well, see, that's the difference. There's a difference in he's helped me to develop as a quarterback's coach
right.
versus a guy who is your play caller where he hasn't been able to excel in that area. So maybe you say, all right, Alex Van Pelt, we're taking the play calling away from you. You can be the quarterback's coach, and you find the new play caller.
Greg, here's where the Patriots are. The roster sucks.
Yep.
And the coaching has been bad, and the coaching has been more bad off the field than on the field. And it goes back to there have been 5 bye weeks since the quarterback left. They're 1-4 after a bye, and their only win was a 10-3 win over Zach Wilson and the Jets. It is the organization needs a total reboot again, and there's no way, as much as we like him, that they bring back Jerod Mayo, fire the coordinators, and pray for rain. They are going to bring in, hopefully, whether it's Vrabel, whether it's Brian Flores, whether it's
yeah,
who knows. But this week, there was a great column by Mark Daniels in Mass Live.
Yes.
Where he cites, I mean, the interview, I got to tell you, for a rock jock, it's really picking up steam here. even Ordway quote tweeted it. I didn't even know he had the internet connection.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. but he's what basically Mark Daniels compared Mayo to is Joe Judge with the Giants, where right before the end of the season, Schefter reported that Joe Judge was safe. Then they had a 29-3 loss, and then he had a 12-minute press conference where he lost his ever-loving mind. Then they had, like, he said, we're never going to quit, and then they, like, punted on third down, and he got fired by John Mara.
Yeah.
And we know that, and we know Van Pelt's not safe, especially after this past week. When you got your owner and the owner's son up there basically ripping the offense, there's no way. And then you start to, like you say, okay, look at their next 3 games.
They're going to get destroyed on Sunday.
2 against Buffalo and then the Chargers.
Scheim doesn't think because they're going to lay off. They're going to put points up over and over and over again on this defense.
Am I crazy for thinking the Patriots could backdoor cover this?
You are on drugs.
You are nuts.
Am I?
I am
on drugs.
Nuts.
That's why I'm curious.
What is it, 13.5?
14.
Yeah.
I saw 13.5. But
yeah, either way, it's 2 touchdowns.
What's the weather like?
It's going to be like 16 degrees.
Okay, what the hell?
Swirling winds.
Oh, sorry, Curtis.
Yeah, it's Curtis's job.
Go ahead, Wiggs.
No, because if the weather's bad, maybe
lake effects, though?
Maybe there's a chance there, you know, they're not able to have as much offense, Buffalo, because the weather's bad, maybe?
let's see. Ooh, it's going to be really warm. It's going to feel like 16.
All right. No wind, no snow, no rain.
No precipitation at all.
All right.
UV index of 2. So, right. Greg,
see,
you're fine.
I think if you're not even going to think about Mike Vrabel, you're going to miss an opportunity to – that's going to slip through your hands and be gone. And it's, you know, it's malfeasance if you don't even think about it.
At this point, though, Greg, I don't even know that you'd be able to get him. Like, I think he'd have too many other more enticing opportunities
right.
than here.
Right.
Vrabel's a unique guy. Like, it'd be great for the show.
Yeah,
but I don't think, for the same reason that a lot of owners were leery of giving Bill all that power, Vrabel, his presence in the suite a year or two ago after being inducted to the Patriots Hall of Fame is what caused his demise with the Titans. Mm-hmm. Is they were like, why are you in this box kissing up to the other owner when you don't talk to me?
He also hits the ground running. Like, he knows, he's already done all the other stuff, like the, you know, all the stuff that I think got in the way of, maybe got in the way of Jerod Mayo being able to coach football. You know, whether it's the, whatever Robin Glazer is supposed to be helping him with, whether it's the, you know, overseeing every part of the, you know, the organization and,
right.
the, you know, all that stuff, all that minutia stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Vrabel just, he's done it before.
Right, but
he's
is
done
it
at the highest level, and he's done it well.
But like, is there friction with Vrabel and Elliot Wolf? Because Vrabel,
who cares? Go away, Elliot. Like, who
but
wants
Elliot Wolf? I'm not saying that, right? Because with the Jets, they're talking about bringing in the GM John Robinson.
Yeah, but he had a feud with John Robinson.
Right, right. Okay, so that's my my point is Vrabel is going to stand the, he's going to stand 10 toes down when it comes to his beliefs. So if him and the GM are not seeing eye to eye, similar to like you said, Chime, with John Robinson in Tennessee, that's going to become an issue. So if him and Elliot Wolf are not on the same page,
I mean, somebody wrote yesterday, and I thought it was well said that it when it comes to who goes, you can't keep both Elliot Wolf and Gerard Mayo. One of the two of them has to go.
I would go with both.
You would go with both.
There's a problem with that because then you hire a new GM. Gerard is not the new GM's guy.
Okay, like it's unfortunate, Wiggy, but the results, they're getting worse.
So
like,
then make them all
they are
go.
Getting worse. You always bring up Dan Campbell in his first year.
Right.
And at least Dan Campbell went 500 the last six games of the season. Like,
he won three games.
Yeah,
so
those are the three games that he won. Like, the team got better. Like,
what about the first 10 games of the season?
Like, they got better. They didn't get worse.
Stop it.
I know
I was here in 2000, Bill's first,
payroll
first year.
There.
Stop it.
All right. What else? Anything else?
Yeah. So Curtis had mentioned how there was parallels between Mayo and Joe Judge. Well, we can actually hear Adam Schefter's report on the future of Gerard Mayo with the New England Patriots.
The Patriots really want to give Gerard Mayo a chance, and that is the plan, is to stay with him. Now, yesterday was a bad loss. If there are three more bad losses in this league, we see things constantly change in the last month of the season. But I can tell you that going into the month of December, they wanted to give Gerard Mayo more time to grow. The plan was to keep him as their head coach, let him learn on the job, and continue to let him build the organization that he wanted. Now, again, there was one bad loss, and things can change. So we'll see if anything does, but that was not the thinking at all going into the month of December. Going in, it was they're keeping Gerard Mayo.
So then he's saying that the thinking's changed.
There's going to be three bad losses.
Yes. Like, at least one.
I mean, well, at least one?
At least one.
Yes,
maybe you give a little bit of a fight against the Chargers and then.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe you luck out and the Bills do end up sitting some guys. Right. I don't think they're going to because that number one seed is going to be on the line. But
Chargers, you're playing them at home, so maybe.
Okay,
maybe.
You
know.
I mean, the best week for this football team was week one. That is an indictment on the entire coaching staff. I'm saying the roster.
It's a massive decision that Robert has to figure out. Is he running it back with Gerard and Elliot?
All right, we will take a break. We're going to get to Courtney in today's news next. Apparently, science has finally found the woman with the perfect body. And she resides here in America?
She's Brazilian.
Oh, she's Brazilian.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, we will get to that and the rest of the news next.
It's time for...
But Arnold Palmer was all man. And I say that in all due respect to women, and I love women. This is a guy that was all man.
The news.
And I refuse to say it, but when he took showers with the other pros, they came out of there, they said, oh my God.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
Why do we have to be nude, though?
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, with five locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com on WEEI.
Well, a national story that hits close to home after the FBI arrested two guys yesterday, including one, Mahdi Mohammed Sadki from Natick, Mass., for the drone attack in Jordan that killed three U.S. service members and 47 others back in January. We can hear from U.S. Attorney Joshua Levy on WHDH.
Earlier today, two men located nearly 4,000 miles apart, one here in Massachusetts and one in Milan, Italy, were arrested on federal charges. We often cite hypothetical risk when we talk about the dangers of American technologies getting into dangerous hands. Unfortunately, in this situation, we are not speculating.
So what happened? What did they do?
So they dropped a drone. Well, they helped facilitate Iran to dropping a drone that killed 3 U.S. service members, 47 others in Jordan back in January.
You mean a drone attack?
Yeah, it was a drone attack.
Yeah, okay. So they had it. So, and they were one of them was here living in Natick, Massachusetts.
Yes.
Wow. Jeez.
Very scary.
Well, good job by the FBI finding him. Yeah, the Justice Department. Excellent.
And speaking of drones, Donald Trump spoke out on the issue that is happening currently on the East Coast and a bit on the West Coast. Trump had a press conference at Mar-a-Lago yesterday saying the U.S. military certainly knows the origin of these drones. Here's what President Trump had to say.
The government knows what is happening. Our military knows where they took off from. If it's a garage, they can go right into that garage. They know where it came from and where it went. And for some reason, they don't want to comment. And I think they'd be better off saying what it is. Our military knows and our president knows. And for some reason, they want to keep people in suspense. I can't imagine it's the enemy, because if it was the enemy, they'd blast it out. Even if they were late, they'd blast it. Something strange is going on. For some reason, they don't want to tell the people. And they should, because the people are really, I mean, they happen to be over Bedminster. They're very close to Bedminster. I think maybe I won't spend the weekend in Bedminster. I've decided to cancel my trip.
Have you received an intelligence briefing on the drones?
I don't want to comment on that.
Oh. All right. Well, the guy, he does get briefed. The incoming president gets briefed, so he knows. I'm sure if they know anything, he knows what it is.
It's a good point.
But he's right. It's only causing more anxiety for people. Some people are thinking about.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And so if you're keeping us all in the dark, it's only going to make us think the absolute worst. I don't understand. We deserve answers.
He said that if they were a threat to us, they would have shot him out.
No, if they were someone else, they would have shot them out of the air.
Right.
If they are U.S. Used drones that are searching for something that could really hurt us.
Right. That's probably what it is. Is they're searching for some.
And I'm seeing on TikTok there are like maps and where these drones are being spotted. There's like a height and radiation.
Yeah.
Don't read all this stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think
if they were looking for, we talked about it yesterday, Boomer Esiason brought it up. If they were looking for a dirty bomb, I don't think they'd be only looking at night.
Right.
If they were trying to hide if it was U.S. drones that they were trying to hide, they wouldn't have big, gigantic red and green lights on
right.
them. What is it? I don't know. Yeah. I think it must be aliens, Curtis.
It could be happening during the day and we just don't see them. More planes at night because of the flashing lights.
Yeah, but you could see a drone, a giant, if you're telling me.
I don't
know,
Kenya?
Yeah, if the SUV, I could see a plane flying in the sky, which is a lot higher than these drones are flying. So how can you not see?
Planes are much bigger than drones.
But if you're telling me the SUV size drones.
Well, there was some talk of a mothership.
You know, and you could see a drone flying over a stadium or something. You know how sometimes they have the drones flying over? Like, you could see those in the daytime. He's right. And who made a good point? I forget who was making a good point that there were lights on them. So to deter, to be able for airplanes to be able to see them.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
Curtis, where are you currently on what it is?
Brighton.
Conspiracy Kurt, what do you think it is?
So I have to imagine I believe that our adversaries are enraged at who was elected president, and they feel threatened by Donald Trump taking office. So to me, it is something that began as a benign search for potential dangers that for whatever reason either saw something, sense something that made it search become broader. Mm-hmm. I will also say that it is likely just the overwhelming desire to not allow anything like what happened in Butler, Pennsylvania to happen again. I heard there's a two-way show with this guy, Halperin, who used to be a national guy and then he got canceled. Now he's back. And he said that he was at the Army-Navy game and that he's been covering the presidents for 50 years. And they have never seen a president more hermetically sealed than Donald Trump was at the game for Army-Navy. So they are like, there is no one even within, like, you used to be able to get through a couple checkpoints, a guy in the media say hello to the former president, the president-elect. He's like, it was unlike anything he had ever seen, and he's been covering Bush after 9/11, okay, all that.
So because he has that Bedminster residence or whatever at the golf club, that maybe they're, it's over, that it's over, being overly cautious when it comes to security, and they don't want to tell you that because they don't want to reveal to anybody who is an evildoer that they have all this going on. Maybe.
And Game Dog's mad that you deferred to me. He says, ask Scheim.
Scheim, where are you currently on the drones?
What Curtis said.
There you go. Game Dog, you should program the show.
Right, I can go with what Curtis said.
It's making people sick. There's a story that people in the areas of the drones are going to, there's an uptick in doctor visits.
Yes, there's an, did you read the full
yes.
story? There's an uptick in doctor visits.
Yep.
These people had all of these symptoms.
Yep.
And they went, the poor people went racing to their doctor, and their doctor said, we figured it out. You have either the flu or a cold because it's flu or cold season.
But it's making people sick.
Yeah, that's called psychosomatic.
Like, people are thinking people that it's got to have to do with the drones.
It's called like mass hysteria. Yeah, you're right, Courtney. It's a psyop.
Yeah, just tell us what's going on.
Some kind of a psyop.
If they had just come out and said, hey, we're practicing like a new defense mechanism with drones, like, would anybody care?
No.
Right, but then you'd be giving up some of our trade secrets
but
on
like
how we practice.
What if it was a complete lie, is what I'm saying. Like, so they're doing whatever they're doing. If they just came out and said, oh, yeah, we're just testing a new drone program in case of any issues. It's a defense program. It's just a test. Nobody needs to worry. Everybody would be fine.
Or it's a deterrent. Or there's fear that one of these nations is going to try and do something that would bring a dirty bomb or whatever to the East Coast in advance of the inauguration, and they're doing this as a show of force that nothing's going to come through.
Or it's aliens.
Right.
Never forget it could be aliens.
I wonder if Malcolm Butler's controlling the drone.
It could be aliens. All right, we got to take a break.
All right.
The rest of the news with Courtney coming up, including would Wiggy drink it? Would Wiggy consume it coming up?